What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Michael Kimble, Fire Chief, Baton Rouge Fire Department. You will recall we interviewed him last week, and he is directing the Louisiana Task Force in Kerrville, Texas, where the flooding actually subsided, and now it's back again as a result of rainstorms. Chief, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for having us on, sir.
So, Chief, I think most recent report is there's still just under 100 folks missing, a number that's still far too large. They've recovered a number of folks, and I think most of the attendees to the camps have been recovered. Is that correct?
I cannot confirm that information, Sheriff, not at this time.
Okay. So what is the task force still in Texas, and what are y'all experiencing?
So Task Force 2, the team that's based out of Baton Rouge, is currently in Ingram, Texas. That's just a little north upriver of Kerrville. We're working with our federal partners from the state of Arizona and the state of California. Those teams are mobilized with our men and women. And our obligation at this current moment is this team is moving these team members and their canines, their dogs, up and down the waterways, attempting to locate individuals.
Does that seem at this point to be the most productive way to do this, is utilizing the dogs?
In the area that we're in, yes, sir. The dogs, those animals, are some of the most highly trained canines to be able to locate the scents and be able to locate people that's in this type of situations, and they're working diligently as it goes through the process. Each day, the team has been encountered with some severe weather, and unfortunately, they've had to stop some of the recovery process due to the weather that they've been thrown at them. Some pretty good thunderstorms are still approaching them every afternoon, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, it's the sense I get, there's a sense of frustration, you know, because they want to get things done. You still have a lot of grieving families out there asking questions, and, you know, we've all been out there. You want to find everyone, and you want to find them now, right?
And that's, you're right, boss, and that's what the men and women of our program and then across this country, the mission that these guys and ladies went on was to assist and recover these individuals, and that puts a strain on an individual that you're giving everything you got. You're going out there day in and day out and doing everything you potentially can and just keep hitting a little road bump or a little bump in the road, but just know that these guys are dedicated and they're giving 100% in the heat conditions during the day. Then when the thunderstorm's coming in and water's coming up, they're continuously putting their life out there to try to assist these families in some closure.
Chief, I have to imagine y'all are watching this system there is a possibility of that impacting that area as well, right?
Yeah, the system is going to come across the Gulf. There's a lot of eyes watching that. You know, just this morning, we released another 32 individuals from the state of Louisiana, pretty much from Alexandria up the I-20 corridor. That team is being mobilized this morning, and they're headed over to Kerrville also. They're going to be assisting. We're having to worry about here back home in state of Louisiana what could happen over the weekend. Folks in Texas are dealing with it. There's a lot of issues and concerns within public safety for the upcoming weather events. There's a lot going on right now across this region.
Yeah, and, you know, we've all been involved in these recovery and search efforts. More often than not, though, you're not getting constantly battered with the bad weather where you're having to stop these operations day in and day out and almost start over again, right?
You hit the nail on the head. You know, typically when we have a disaster or something, within the first 48, 72 hours after that, we can get down to business, right? This over here is completely different. To get going and they take two steps forward, you get pushed back a little bit. You know, that's a hurdle, but I assure you that the teams that's over there across the country, they're giving everything they got, Sheriff, to try to do the best they can what's at hand right now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, and you know, we have visited so many families here in Louisiana. I had no I knew of all the camps, you know, for the kids in the Hill Country, but didn't know how many from Louisiana actually are attending. And since this happened and we're having conversation, there are a lot of Louisianians that attend camp in the Hill Country in Texas.
Yeah, I didn't know much about that area until this event. And the more people you talk to in the city and in the communities around the churches, it seems like everybody you come in contact with has some type of ties to that region. That's unbelievable. You're right.
Yeah, I was surprised. In fact, we had dinner with some friends last night whose child is actually there, just north of that area at a camp. At the present time, and you know, you just find you hear about this over and over and over again, and it's like, wow, I had no idea. You know, obviously they're in a much different area. That area along that Guadalupe River, they say, is absolutely, I've seen it, it's stunningly beautiful, but there's a lot of risk there as well.
There is a lot of risk right now for sure. Yes, sir.
Okay. Any idea? I mean, I know that there's a lot of assets and resources through there. You know, there's always an end to this at some point. And what is the next strategy that they're thinking about deploying once they're able to get through these areas with the dogs?
So far, you know, we've been told and trying to envision if that was here, what's our next step, you know, and again, every day as they take one step forward, they get a step back. The dogs is the biggest tool that we have right now. And the dogs are able to make some alerts and potentially make some locations of where some work needs to start. Again, that's why they're calling in more resources. The team of Task Force 2 from Louisiana, they will demobilize, which means they'll start winding down and report back home for Friday. They've done their 14 days, and that's why we're starting to merge in new teams across the state to let the men and women that's been over there come home and get a break and send resources. And look, that's the good thing about the state of Louisiana. We have four teams across this state, the New Orleans area, Baton Rouge area, Shreveport and Monroe area, that, you know, we can send a few and keep some back home to make sure that we're prepared here in the state of Louisiana, and then have some people to merge in and give those guys some relief when the time comes. But what do they do moving forward? This is some unique situations for us here that we've never encountered from the recovery side. Again, it's just going to take some time to get it all done. But my understanding, the commitment of the state of Texas is they're going to leave nobody behind. And that's the ultimate goal, is to bring everybody home.
Absolutely. Chief, there are a number of not-for-profits that have dogs that are utilized, you know, private citizen organizations. Are y'all coordinating with them at all?
So the state of Texas is, and that's always a good thing, because these private companies have a lot of resources. If you're listening, you're in the state of Louisiana, reach out to us. We're always looking for some partnerships, because those canines are a valuable, valuable tool when it comes to these type of events. Being there's different types of dogs. There's the live fine dogs. There's the human remains dogs. There's a lot of different natures of what those dogs can do, and they all play a vital, vital role in this recovery process.
And if they had an interest in reaching out to you, how would they reach you?
Get through the state fire marshal's office. They can reach out to the local state fire marshal or their local fire department, and they can get us in contact with them through the state USAR program, and we can start building those partnerships and relationships to continue to provide the Class 1 service we do across the state of Louisiana.
And for the benefit of the listening audience, USAR is Urban Search and Rescue. Chief Michael Kimball, thank you so much for joining us and providing this most recent update. We truly appreciate the work that you guys are doing, and please thank all of the men and women of the task forces that are in Texas from Louisiana. We appreciate their efforts as well.
Yes, sir. We greatly appreciate your support and giving us, for all your listeners, what y'all give to us means more than anything. We appreciate y'all.
Thank you, sir. That's Michael Kimball, Fire Chief, Baton Rouge Fire Department, who's directing the Louisiana Task Force in Kerrville, Texas. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Give us a shout. We'll be right back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.